Now, we need can only come through faith. Faith, not in my faith, but in your faith, the individual faith. I might have faith in Jesus to be saved. There's another man who does not have faith to be saved. He cannot be saved until he has faith. I have faith in Jesus. Maybe you do not have faith in Jesus, for that it isn't for you. Someone met me not long ago and said, Brother Brandon, he's a minister of a church who does not believe in divine being. I do not criticize any church in any condition. Everybody has a right just like we have the right to believe anything that we want to. And so, teach whatever you think is right. If you do not believe in divine being, then if I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be here. I'd be doing something else. But the minister said to me, he said, Brother Brandon, if God had met you and gave you that the praise of the sick, that you could go out here to the hospital and say, all you sick people, rise up and follow me out. And if you're truly a man sent from God, that everyone that follow you out there. But I said, well, brother, was you called of God to preach the gospel of the saving grace of Christ? He said, I was. I said, then as you go down here to the saloon, now all those drunk people and all, follow me out, they're all saved. He said, I could, if they believed me, I said, so could I. If they would believe me. But there it is, if you believe, it's only by faith we believe. Signs and wonders are done. Surely they are prophetic gifts and so forth. Many people might not want to believe that. He said that man, but I do not believe it. I said, it wasn't for you, it was for believers. That's what it meant for, not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. And that's how divine meaning is based on. Sometimes God does permit special things to happen to steal a faith of believers. We all believe in a measure, but maybe some has a little more faith than others. A few nights, while I'm in the preliminary part of the services, while we're waiting for the crowds together, I take the privilege of doing just a little speaking. So, in order to let the people kind of understand what is the operation of the divine gift. Now, the ministers and so forth, they go over and over and over again. But yet, I feel like it's my duty to the people. And now, some of them have to make them have to hold over a little while. I'm sorry to have to do that. But I would rather you hold over just for a while, stay a little longer meeting and really get healed, than to run through something and not know what you're doing and go on out and then just be criticized in the meeting and so forth. If you were down here at Mayo Clinic or some hospital or something, they told you to stay there a month, you'd stay. Yeah, if you wanted to find it. But that's all right. But this is where we're trying to get to the people, and anyone, divine beings, can reach us, every person. And every person that is a Christian has a right to pray for the sick. That's right. If there's any among you sick, call the elders. That's the deacons of the church. And then he said, confess your fault one another and pray one for the other. That's everyone. And as any man, any person, you don't have to wait for some divine healing service, some sensitivity. That's not God's program. If you're sick, it's some good Christian that help you pray. So you have faith in that does. That's it. And that's all. Call your pastor. That's what we saw. To come and pray with you. If he's a godly man, which I believe that all true ministers are godly men. They're all born-again Christians. They're godly people. That's true. And every one of them has a perfect life. Now, there may be things that God has added to the church to stimulate faith, but now I'm gone. Healing isn't gone. Healing ought to be more than it was before we've done here. See? That's the purpose, is to get the people in the mind, in the spirit of the latter days. We're in the latter days. You believe that? We are. Well, the world is in the spirit of the latter days, but the church is not in the latter days spirit yet. In other words, we may be in a potion of it, but God wants his church so in the spirit so that he couldn't just any word of God and believe it. See, latter days, a reign of the world, my and look at the place with eating, drinking, marriage, intermarriage, and all the immorality of things in the world. The devil sure got his group in the latter day spirit. But we ministers haven't got the church yet in it.
Yes.
And we must be in that condition in order to be caught away in the rapture when Jesus comes. That's why I remember one time down in the museum, I'm a great lover of art and nature. I saw a picture and I was wondering how much that picture cost. And it had a value on it, the original picture. The day I seen the picture, it's the city here, Christ, the unseen guest of the house. I went in and was crying. And it was just a photograph off of the original masterpiece. And the masterpiece was valued way in the thousands of dollars. The artist said, "Why, the man who was like that had taken a man his lifetime to paint that picture. And before any picture could be painted, or once painted, any masterpiece, first it had to go through the hall of critics, pass all these critics, and then if it passes those critics, then it's hung in the hall of fame." This Bible is leading the nation. There you go. The Pentecostal church over a million persons, right here, over a million persons. Now, So remember, sickness is the substance of death. But sin is the first sin of sickness. Without sin, there is no sickness. So sickness, the first I want you to know, is of the devil. Now, it's an old-fashioned thought that I'm going to speak of here in a moment. But some of you modern people with modern ideas might differ with this, but I'm not taking my thoughts and teaching upon modern theories. I'm teaching upon the Word of God. And the Word calls these things spirit. When the deaf and dumb spirit went out of them, he could speak and hear. Is that right? The doctor said that his nerves died in his ears. Well, he's deaf. Like this man, where I was at, was that one? Deaf. What was that? Well, the nerves never died all over him. Well, the nerves just died in his ear. Or maybe deaf. Well, what makes that deaf? Why did the nerves die? Now, a doctor can only work on one when he can see or feel. That's the only thing that a doctor can look through a glass. Or he can do a fluoroscope, an x-ray picture. Or he can feel it with his hands. Feel the growth or whatever it is. Now that's what he has to work on. But when it comes to the nerve, or the end of that nerve, he knows the nerve is dead, but what killed? There's the next one. Now I say this upon the authority of the Word of God, it was a spirit which cannot be seen. Now, here it is. Look closely now. And if you people for a night or two will bear with me, and then when other people come in, you encourage them. And tell us how to believe. Now, watch closely. Now, hey, here's my hand. I'm going to put a transparent band around it, say like that. While my hand will begin to come dead, circulation shut off. All right, I can't use that hand as a rock. I go to a doctor. A doctor looks and you say, now, Mr. Graham, the only thing that I know is the nerves in your hand is dead. Well, I say, doctor, what killed it? Well, you say, I don't see no reason at all. I look, and it just goes up so far, it's dead. I don't know, something happened there. Well, if he couldn't see it, or feel it, and he cut in there, I don't see no reason. But the nerves just don't operate beyond this line. They just died from there. Now, but the hand's dead. Now, what happened? Now, I'm going to take that back to the ear of a person, or the eye, or whatever it may be in the part of the body. Through my thought of this, and through that, I believe the Bible doctrine, Satan bound that. And there has no circulation. Now, when I take this band off of here, he might amputate the fingers and so forth, but here's the main, you have, before you can find the cure, you have to find the cause. But here's the cause. And we take, and we know that to remove that, now that hand would be well right now, but it would be different. And circulation will begin to circulate, it will begin to hurt and burn and feel a little different, and after a while, you dig, and it'll be all right. If you give nature a chance, it will function correctly. Now, disease germs, that's just the power of Satan when it's back in the person. And when that spirit is cast off of there, nature will take care for itself. That person will go to hearing. Their will, or whatever's wrong with them, they'll get well. Now, in my work, or my master, I deal with spirit altogether. Nothing natural. It's altogether spirit. And dear friends, I have to face this at the judgment bar of God. I want to go to heaven. I got a wife in heaven, I got a baby in heaven, I got loved ones there. Above all, I've got one who died for me. Jesus. He means just as much to me as he does to any other guy. I can't help my critics say, I can only state what I know is the truth. And if you'll be truthful and sincere, God will bless it. God wants you to be truthful and sincere. Now, let's just find out what diseases are. I guess the number one enemy today, of course, is heart trouble. But that's not a germ disease altogether. But number one enemy in germs are cancers. Second is tuberculosis. Cancer is one of the major things. Let's speak of that just a moment. When you go over this way, I don't get a chance to turn my, I'm not turning my back to you, but I just kind of sort of talk in the face of this microphone. But notice, a germ. What is this germ? Now we take a cancer. What is it first? Why, it's a growth. Tumor, cataract, water, there's growth. Is that right? And they become malignant and cancer. Well, a growth is a multiplication of cells. And let's take down below that now. Below that growth, it's a growth, a group of cells, then it goes down to the germ. Well, what is a germ? A germ is a teeny little cell. Teeny little thing that can only be seen out of the natural eye with two microscopes, glasses. Up below that, then, it's got life. It moves. It's got life in it. Up below that, in that germ, it becomes spirit. And there's only two resources that spirit can come from. That either from God or the devil. There's no halfway between. There's no halfway Christian. You ever see a drunk sober man? You ever see a black wiper? You never seen a sinner saint. You're either a Christian or you're a sinner. That's all I like about you full gospel people. You cut the line down, you're on one side or the other. If you're born again, if I'm born a human, I'm a human. When you're born a Christian, you're a Christian. Now, that's your, let me just take this a little farther. Do you realize that you came from one little germ? Is that right? Now, there it is. You came from one germ. There was a time when you wasn't nothing. Where you say here, you there, any of you. Myself was one little germ. Well, the germ of life comes from the male sex. We know that. Here, for instance, we can have a suicide brain. Birds lay their nest. And they lay their eggs. An old mother bird can lay their nest and lay it full of eggs. And she can lay that nest full of eggs without being with the male bird, too. And she could get on in and warm those eggs and hover and stay there until she got so bored so she couldn't get off the nest. And not one of those eggs would hatch. They would lay right there and rot in the nest. Is that right? Because they haven't been with the male, she hasn't been with the male bird, and therefore they're not fertile. That reminds me of all of these old formal churches. You just hug them around and twist them around and try to pass into the church. And that's full of rotten eggs. If they haven't been with the male Christ Jesus, they're not believers in the first place. That's why what we need today is a good old fashioned cleaning out and getting right with God. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're living in God. There it is, right or wrong. God grant the day when man and women will be what they claim to be. That's right. Now, notice. But when the male sees God so ordaining that, that's the way we reason, we believe that Jesus was of a virgin birth. You hear a lot of the full gospel churches, arguments concerning them. Look, I believe that Mary was a virgin. She knew nothing about any man, but Jehovah God overshadowed her and created in her womb a blood cell which was by himself by creating power, and from that blood cell came the man Christ Jesus. And he was a blood of his father by virgin birth, and that's the blood that I'm preaching about tonight that goes forth and heals that unadulterated blood of the Son of God. And friends, if you don't believe that, then you can't be saved. No other way but through the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the blood of his Father God, unadulterated, no sex mixed into it at all. It was a created birth. You believe that? That's the true gospel, friends. Now,